The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is MENCS Teams Take on Darlington from a NASCAR Fan's View. It's another throwback weekend at Darlington on this Labor Day weekend. The MENCS teams take a celebrating look back to their cars, and it is definitely interesting to see. All of the choices for the throwback looks are definitely good ones. Well, at least from this fan's view they are. Some of them are more familiar than others, but they all bring back memories of days past. The Southern 500 is a tradition, and Darlington is one of the oldest tracks on the NASCAR circuit. Rightly called the track too tough to tame, it is one tough track, and 500 miles is a challenge for every driver in the garage. One of the things that makes it such a challenge is it is not a normal oval track. It is basically egg-shaped. Turns 1 and 2 are completely different than turns 3 and 4. That means the drivers have to concentrate on which turn they're in every time they go around the track, because each of them has to be driven differently. That adds not only to the physical stress they will go through in the 500 miles, but also the mental stress. There is nothing about the track too tough to tame that's easy. It will wear on them throughout the race, and in the heat of the end of summer, it will drain them. Possibly the only saving grace is that the race is run from the evening into the night, which will give at least some relief from the heat. There are other things that make this race even more stressful for the drivers and teams. There are only two races left for some drivers to qualify for the playoffs, and this Bojangles Southern 500 is one of them. For most that aren't in the top 16 in points already, the only option is to win. In these days of win and you're in, a win can put someone out of the playoffs. With the points the way they are right now, that could spell trouble for Alex Bowman in the number 88 Hendrick Motorsports Chevy. Even though he is in by 79 points, a new winner for 2018 would put him out. He will be under more stress than some of the others to either win or at least finish near the front. If there is a new winner, through no fault of his own, he could finish second and be out of the playoffs. It is hard to look at this race and not want a different winner than the big three of Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. There are several drivers that haven't won but are still in the top 16. If any of them win, it won't necessarily affect the present top 16, but would be a boost in momentum for them going into the playoffs. There is no need for me to go into a list of them. They can easily be looked up at NASCAR.com or other places. What I would like to do is mention a couple this fan would like to see win either this weekend or next weekend at Indy. Admittedly, I am a Chevy fan, so my first choices would be Chevy teams, but there are others. Brad Keselowski just hasn't had a stellar year. In fact, he has had an average year and is without a win, although 11th in points and is locked into the playoffs, even though without a win. Kyle Larson is another, locked in, but without a win, and many good finishes. Ryan Blaney, pretty much the same. Any of these are in whether they win or not, but I'm sure they would like to have a win to build momentum going into the playoffs and show they have cars that can compete for the championship. Although there are several I really could care less if they win, there are one or two I would like to see win. One of them is Ryan Newman. It has been a while since he's been in Victory Lane, and it would be good to see him there. I'm sure Richard Childress would like to see him there too. He needs a win to get into the playoffs, and you can bet that is his motivation going into Sunday night's race. I know you're probably tired of hearing me talk about Hendrick Motorsports, but I just can't help myself. It has been tough to watch seven-time Cup champion Jimmy Johnson go for so long without a win. We all know the Chevys have been at a slight disadvantage this season while moving to the new Camaro, but it does appear they are getting closer to becoming much more competitive. If that is the case, this fan would really like to see Jimmy Johnson win one of these next two races. Nothing against anyone else, but I would really like to see him be competitive and get his eighth championship. That may not sit well with a lot of NASCAR fans, but I believe he is one of the most underrated drivers in the garage. If the Chevys are beginning to move out of their slump and continue to show more speed, he could win this one, either with speed or just good old Darlington experience and or strategy. Who knows? Maybe a little bit of both. Hey, this is Russ. I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.